Blog Talk Radio.
Nyarlathotep, Grand Rising, Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show, and I am Beverly, and we have a very, very powerful guest with us tonight. Her name is Dr. Shawanda Steele, and she is a MD. She also is a molecular biologist with a chemistry major. I mean, she's heavyweight. And I'll let her explain to you who she is. Doctor, can you hear us? Dr. Shawanda Steele? Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute, Dr. Steele. Hold on. Let's see. We might be having... Okay, can you hear me? I don't think we can hear you. All right, family, just hold on a minute. I'm going to hack her in another way. So let's see here. Let me put some music on while I plug her in here. Hold on. What do I want to play?
Thank you.
right, family, we're back, and I have Dr. Shawana Steele with us, and it's an honor, a pleasure, and pleased that she's taken the time and energy to join us tonight. And Dr. Steele, thank you for joining us. It's definitely a pleasure having you with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you all bearing with me with the technical difficulties.
That's okay. That's all right. Now, can you kind of tell them who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Dr. Shawanda Steele, and I work in quality and regulatory assurance as a consultant for different biotechnology companies. I have a strong career in research development, clinical manufacturing, clinical trials, pharmaceutical manufacturing, all different areas. And currently that's what I'm specializing in is quality and regulatory assurance. And mm-hmm. I have, of course, the MD from Ross University, and I have a BS in molecular biology with a chemistry minor.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm pleasure. That's good. That's good. So we're talking to the expert here, and kind of tell us, what did you find dealing with this, as we call it, the venom? How did you come in contact with that?
Well, to give you all a little bit of background, in 2011, I worked for a company called Targacept Pharmaceuticals. We were funded through AstraZeneca, which is a subsidiary of Roche, to do research on the neuronal nicotinic acetylcholine esterase receptors in the brain. The guise of the research was that it was supposed to be for Alzheimer's, to treat Alzheimer's, different metabolic disorders, and the flu. The mRNA arm of it was for the flu. So I worked in research and development there and basically had animal models and performed method development and stuff like that. So I worked there for about 8 months, and then the program ended up getting shut down due to the failure of the clinical trial, the phase three part of the clinical trial. So from there I went to medical school, and I really didn't think anything more about mRNA vaccines, being that my trial had failed. So then in about December of 2019 is when I started to hear about research about these vaccines coming back up. And knowing what I knew and what I had saw, I was very interested. So when I saw this video about Watch the Water, it brings me to this video that was on Stu Peterson's show, I think it was about 8 months ago, Watch the Water. And what captivated me about that was that they were doing the research, and they were saying that it was the potential that there could be venom in the water, or toxin peptide, snake peptide in the water, that could be causing the symptoms of COVID-19 and the disease. And being that I have history with the nicotinic acetylcholine esterase receptor and what it does, which I'll explain, that captivated me for a number of reasons, because I know that snake venom binds to those receptors and will cause a similar symptom as to what we were seeing manifest in the patients that were coming down with the symptoms of COVID-19. So to follow me here, so basically these receptors that I'm talking about, they're in a part of your brain, and they're all throughout your body, dispersed through your lungs and all throughout your body, but they're heavily concentrated in a part of your brain that's called the reptilian activation complex, which is, we call it the reptilian brain. It's your brain that controls like bodily functions such as respiration, dream state, things of that nature, like that type of function. And what was interesting about it, again, is like I said, if those receptors, if there was a such thing as the hypothesis of the snake venom, which I can get into a little bit, then it would bind to those receptors and cause a similar symptom. And if you think about snake venom, what happens is snake venom, you have an increase in prothrombin time, which is a loss of clotting factors. You have a cytokine storm, which is deadly inflammation throughout your body, like in your lungs and things of that nature. You would see if you taste, you know, if you ingested snake venom, like people who suck snake venom out of people, they actually incur the loss of taste and smell for about a year to a year and a half. So that was another symptom. So I was just looking at this, and I was just highly captivated by it. And I really, you know, after looking at the video, I kind of can understand why they came to the conclusions that they came to, and looking at the research myself.
Wow. So don't they have, like, if you get bit by a snake, don't they have something that can, you know, help you get that thing out of you?
Yes. So they don't have something. It's really called a monoclonal antibody. And that's another thing that they brought up in the video, was that they have banned monoclonal antibodies as a treatment for COVID-19, even though there's other research that shows that that had the potential to work. Now, monoclonal antibodies are made from injecting a horse with, like, venom, and then the venom, the monoclonal antibody is made by the horse in response to the venom. You understand what I'm saying? The monoclonal antibodies, polyclonal antibodies that are anti-venom to snake venom.
Yes.
That's how. So if you were getting poisoned by snake venom, you would want a monoclonal antibody to bind that venom up to stop it from binding to those nicotinic acetylcholinesterase receptors. So that's why you wouldn't want to use a mAb if it was some type of venom, is because it would stop the effects of that venom from poisoning a person and basically stopping their, you know, life.
So what was all of this about wearing a mask and all of that? What was that about?
Well, I think that we had, now it has come out in, like, the last couple of weeks due to, I guess, the release of the Twitter files, that a lot of the doctors who were promoting the mask were actually bots. It wasn't real accounts. There was a lot of mismessaging with the mask. And the reason why I'm not for the mask is, part of the reason is because of my background in quality and regulatory assurance. I actually have worked in sterile clean rooms and actually produce those type of materials for companies before, and have designed the process. And I know that after 15 minutes, no mask is sterile. And after that, it becomes unsterile and is actually a danger to you because you're breathing in waste. So no mask is sterile past 15 minutes, really. But if you go out into an environment that's not like a surgical room or something like that, that even increases exponentially. And then also having a mask on your face decreases your respiration. And respiration is key to life. And that is also what can make your cells break down and get sick, is lack of oxygen. So, see, it's a double-pronged thing going on there with that. So masks never prevented a virus. The virus viral particle was smaller than the mask, so therefore it could be breathed out. So what was the message in there? I really don't think the purpose was really to protect people. It's more a controlling fear.
Yeah, they made it even more so. They added another layer on top of top of that. Wow.
Added another layer of control. And if you think about the mental psyche, you know, of what that does to people, you know, masking up, you know, having to follow a protocol or something to go somewhere to do something. That's the first implementation, really, of losing your autonomy, not only as a person, but as a patient.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're crossing the HIPAA line right here. We're crossing a bunch of lines in healthcare that really we need to evaluate, you know, more critically.
And they also, at during that time, they shut the hospitals down to the families. You know, I've never experienced that, that the family couldn't come in to the hospital, you know?
Yeah, I've never experienced that either. And, again, I think that that plays into a sense of control, and that is also fear. And, unfortunately, it's also how a lot of people was unalived or died, unfortunately, because if you think about these protocols and what they were doing, basically once you get to a certain rate, they were venting the patients, and we now know that the ventilator settings were wrong, and actually the ventilators were causing more patients to expire at a more rapid rate. But then on top of that, they give the people sedatives like barbiturates, midazolam, morphine, stuff like that, which also binds those same nicotinic acetylcholine esterase receptors that may be a toxin like a snake venom already bound to. So you're increasing the effect. So you're increasing a person's, decreasing a person's ability to breathe by inhibiting these receptors. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you got them sedated. You got them on a ventilator. The ventilator is actually causing more destruction, more inflammation. And then you're giving them the remdesivir, which is proven to cause renal failure now. There's all kind of studies out about this, including a study that just came out in May that was published in The Lancet that it has no effect for patients that are hospitalized and ventilated to stop them from being ventilated or make them have a good outcome once they give it to them. So, you know, so you're on a drug that's a toxin. You're getting other toxins put in you to make you sleep, and then you got a ventilator at the wrong pressure destroying your lung tissue. Of course you're going to die, and your family's not in there to even see what's going on. It's almost like a medical euthanization.
And then they make you sign all this paperwork that's saying that you can't hold them accountable.
Exactly.
And they're killing you. Wow.
Exactly. It's a sad situation. And not only were they doing that in the hospitals, Beverly, but there's also a lot coming out now about they were doing that sedative stuff with the people in the nursing homes as well.
Yeah, I know. It's just, wow. Now, I mean, it's nothing being done about it. It's just that they killed all these people, and nothing is just, they still doing it. Nobody is saying anything to the pharmaceuticals, even the doctors. I'm quite sure all of the doctors was not, you know, going along with it, and a lot of the nurses didn't either. But still, you know. That's awful. Now, I have my regular co-host, Dr. Robert X. He was under the weather, but I have my other. Kwame, are you there?
Yeah, good evening.
You're muted.
Good
on.
Evening, Dr.
Good evening, Kwame.
Good evening, Dr. Steele. An excellent presentation. And it's about time someone came forward, you know, and gave us some factual facts. Because it's a part of what we're missing in this puzzle, that what we're looking at is genocide. It's a new form of biological warfare in which they're doing. Because even, I don't know if you're familiar with the Rift Valley fever virus that's in Africa and in Arabia. And if that ever gets through, it's a pathogenic. Disease, a virus that has no cure and hasn't And what it does is it infects the brain, like you were talking about, the thing in which happens with the poisons, the snake venoms. And these parts of creating this biological warfare, this is what they're using in the new weapon technology. I mean, besides weather warfare, they're using biological warfare. They've even gone down to the genetic level in dealing with epigenetics. And Brian Sheen has an excellent book where he talks about the activation and the genes expression and how we're dealing with these toxicities and unnecessary surgeries and doing that. These are all methods in which they're looking at how to recreate themselves as they're doing in the labs, making these artificial wombs and artificial inseminations, but also to eliminate, because there's an excellent book that just came out, and it's Brown is the New White by Stephen Phillips. And what he's showing is that every 7 seconds, there's a child born in this country, and there's about 12,000, I think, born in a day, 6,000 of non-melanated people, but they have a death rate of 5,000, which only leaves the thousands of them living, where we as melanated people are having 6,000, but we only lose 1,000 deaths. So that means there's 7,000 to 1,000 in this country. And so they're looking at ways in which this whole COVID was a part of it and being able to eliminate, but they were reluctant and thinking that we were going to all fall for it and we were all going to run and take this. But the part of it is that there's something in our melanin and in our immune system that a lot of biological warfare is not to be, it won't attack. It has a different way it reacts to our body than that white rat in the lab. Are you familiar with any
exactly.
of that science? Right. That science in which melanin has an immune system in its creation from the creator. It has it to where it can fight off most viruses and bacteria, because this body is made up of different bacteria. And we know and we have certain viruses that we adapt to, because over our evolution, we change in each environment, and we were nomads and we were living in nature. Then we would start living in towns, and then each time that you change the frequency of the environment, you change the human body immune system to ward off what it's built to protect, because you change the environment that you put yourself in.
So have you experienced any of that, Dr. Steele, with about the melanin?
Okay. So I'm going to give it to you all like this, and I'm going to see if you all can follow where I'm going.
Okay.
So what I understand about melanin, and on a molecular level, I want to talk about the differences between our cells and theirs. And the main difference that I have found is our mitochondrion. Understand, our mitochondrion have a whole different DNA system and particles that they call junk DNA or DEA that reintegrate that other races do not have. And this is a part of our epigenetic inheritance. And it's passed down from the mother. And so what they understood and what I understand is that when you hit mRNA, you got two different DNA systems. You have a DNA system that's just related to your mitochondrion. Understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one that's related to, you know, your body, your genetics, the other one. So when you hit one, you're going to hit both. But people didn't understand that. So when they did, And there's now new research out about this. What has happened is what was going on is the Earth was being bombarded by new energy, plasma energy, UVC. Those excited particles, when you breathe in, they're more excited electrons. So your hemoglobin has to be able to configure in a certain way in order to get those electrons and transport them through your body as a molecule of oxygen. Understand where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So the UVC was not only causing these more excited electrons to hit your red blood cells, understand, but it was also doing a reintegration of the DEA and DNA in the mitochondria of the cell. So what was happening was the reason why people who had high levels of vitamin D were not getting sick is because that oxidation reaction that happens, the oxygenation of the cells, is governed by the vitamin D of the sun. So if you were outside in the sun, your red blood cells would have adjusted to that energy. You understand? Because mm-hmm. of our mitochondria and what we have. Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we would have no problem with it. But someone who does not have that same structure, that's not, you know, a melanated being, is going to have the problems with the UVC, is going to have the inflammation of the red blood cells, and it's going to, you understand, have that problem with oxygenating that body. So the virus, they told you, corona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Corona is the sun. It's also the crown.
Yeah.
They played with it a little bit with a couple different ways. But the virus was just the sun, because what we have to understand about virology, and I want to go into this and really discuss this because there's a lie that's been being perpetrated on the masses. And the lie is that a virus exists. And just bear with me for a second, because I'm going to have to help y'all to follow me where I'm going with this. Because what we have to understand is that hypoxia and lack of nutrients is the key to cell death and disease. If your cell lacks oxygen, it will die. It dies two ways. You have natural cell death that goes throughout your body. Millions of cells die a day through apoptosis. But with lack of oxygenation, hydrogenation, and minerals, your body starts to go through unprogrammed cell death, which is called necrosis, inflammation. Now, understand what I'm saying. If you are having a diet or you come into contact with a toxin that could be in your environment, understand what I'm saying. Your cells necrose, they will die. When these cells die, they release particles around them, different pieces of DNA, RNA, fragments, all kind of fragments come outside of the cell, okay? We take those cells and we culture them. We culture them in cells that are already diseased. This is what I want you all to understand. They're already diseased with cancer, so they're not healthy cells. So we take the unhealthy cells or whatever, and we culture them in unhealthy cells that have already been transformed. And then once we culture them and understand all of these cells are starved for what? Oxygen. So they're all dying anyway. Okay, so you're going to see disease regardless.
Okay.
But then we separate them with something called trypsin, which is an enzyme. And then that makes a pattern. And that pattern that you see is what we call the virion. But the question now, and that can never be answered, is did that virion come from the cell? Is that just the debris from the cell? Or was that actually a virus? Or was it an actual toxin now, or a parasite, or a bacteria that caused the cancer, the disease, the lack of oxygen to the tissue, and the method of the way that we've been culturing and computer statistical programming that we use called NSIL to build the backbone. Is it really a virus? Because it's the only thing that we can't isolate without a computer, guys. Everything else we can isolate and genotype, bacteria, all kind of parasites, everything. But viruses, we adjust the computer system to what we think it is. It's always an educated guess.
Wow.
Go ahead, Bobby, and then Go ahead.
Okay, the only thing I was looking at, and I thank you for that, because we have to be descriptive in understanding how our cells work. And it's like what TMS in the cells, and that's attention mitosis syndrome, which your cells have to feel safe. And if they don't feel safe and secure, that's what she's talking about. I think that's that what you're sharing. When the cell is not feeling safe, the cell in itself has its own protection mechanism.
Right.
And this is
it's
the way the human body
design.
Is designed. Your cell has its
designed.
Own protective mechanism. It's designed to protect
Correct.
Itself. And the other part that happens with it is that in that frequency coming from the sun's rays, and the part of that frequency, it's the new consciousness of where we are in our on this planet and our solar system and the galaxy, and where we're getting energy from the other suns outside of our solar system is bombarding the planet and bringing in consciousness. The interference when they turned on the 5G, that radiation dehydrates the oxygen's moisture. So we're breathing in, but we're not getting the equivalent of the moisture.
Not getting
oxygen
in. Exactly.
If you're not walking in the forest of nature, or if you're not walking in nature, you're breathing almost dehydrated oxygen. And the body
you
is
are breathing dehydrated oxygen.
Right, and what you're doing is your body is trying to fight to reproduce its intake, because the human body is 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
We have millions of cells in it, and those cells are trying to be hydrated, and they're constantly breathing in dehydrated oxygen from the transmission of those different frequencies that we're now calling technology, but it's deathology.
It's deathology, people. And not only are they dehydrating the air with the frequency, but they also have went as far as now we have sulfur dioxide in there. We got silver iodide and all kind of biosphere that they're actually putting in this cloud seeding. And that is now starting to actually, everybody seeing this fog. And I've warned people to stay out of that fog, because it's actually a bioweapon. Like, there's actually research on those two, silver iodide and what was the other one I was saying, that they actually attack melanin, guys. Like, they actually degrade melanin. So when people are like, I'm going outside and it's raining on me and it's burning my skin, yes, it is. Or I had a woman in my Telegram group saying that she noticed that her hair has been lightening. And I'm like, you do understand that melanin is in your hair. So, you know, the lightening of the hair is the loss of even the melanin follicles and the keratin. So we really under serious attack here. Water and food. If anybody really knows the art of war, are the two things that you would strategically attack before you attack?
Yeah, the water and the food.
The water and the food are the main two things. If you look throughout history, Hitler, everybody, before the attack started, it was always biological, and it was always something either in the water or the food or both.
Oh, wow. Let me open up. Let me add 424-248 to the table. Is this Tyreek?
This is he. Can you hear me?
Well, we have, yes, we can hear you. We have Dr. Steele with us tonight.
Thank you so much for Dr. Steele My goodness, I'm so elated. You cannot believe. This has been my harangue, my message, the thing that I've been on the air with since 2019, telling the people. First of all, you're so awesome about the virus, because where does the word virus come from? Is it not Latin for poison? It's Latin for poison.
That is what it is, literally Latin for poison. Poison causes the virus because the cell necrosis, and that's the particles that they see around the cell is what is released after the poison hits the cell, guys.
And it's the waste of the dead cell that they're calling virus, poison. They're naming it like the medical system always does. They always put a name to whatever it is. They call it dipsochitosis, some kind of name like that they'll come up with. You know. And my thing is this, of course, the dehydration we talked about, well, most of the oxygen you get comes from the water, does it not? We exist and live in water. In fact, our entire atmosphere is water. It's just not thick like we see in the bathtub, you know. And so my thing is this, that we have to have clean water at all times and clean air, especially where we sleep. Those two things I have been pushing and telling the community and sharing with the community now since in the 1990s. I've been on the front line against this whole fraud about AIDS, because it was nothing more than a division to divide women, the men from the women, and to let the gays come forth and pushing the gay agenda, and this whole transhumanism that they've been pushing on us all these years, telling you that we have robots that's going to take your place, and they'll do your job, a very good job they do, and then what are you going to do is what my question is. See, and so I've been pushing these issues for so long about preparation, about having your own garden, growing your own greens and vegetables that you can grow both in your house and outside of your house. Backyard gardening is one of the most incredible things one can do. You can get together with your neighbors and your relatives who have a yard.
But what do you do if they're throwing stuff at you from the air, from the cloud,
Well, you gotta feel safe and breathe in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what we have to realize is we have to become back one with nature. When those leaves fall off the trees, leave those leaves, because as they decompose, they actually scrub those metals and stuff out of the dirt.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yeah,
that is
so
the most important.
It's the natural breakdown. Mm-hmm. Like they tell you to, take the leaves and get rid of them. That's for a reason, because they want that aluminum and all of those toxins to hit your ground dirt right there, and then you grow your stuff in it. But if you leave your leaves out there, or you make your, it will naturally scrub the those stuff out of it. It's nature's,
protection. And it will also bring earthworms. And it will also bring earthworms, which will enhance your soil and make your soil even better. And that's something I've also been a promoter of for many years, is growing your own and making sure you have the earthworms and you build the soil, because it's the soil that produces the medicine out of the food. That's what how it works.
Yeah, agree 100%.
And even with that, because, and I'll send it to you, Bev, this science lab has now developed a new method of unearthing and understanding the soil microbial. This is how they're getting ready to attack. What you're just talking about with the decaying of the leaves and the whole microbial system, What they're doing now is creating ways in which science is looking how the soil, which is a living entity, they're looking at how to extract the DNA from that to what they do with GMOs and splicing and putting together other particles to go in and attack where the soil is not going to be able to do what we've seen in the movies, what was the fantastic fungi. The whole neural net of the internet in the earth is through a microbial system. And what they're now attempting to do is to go into the soil and being able to kill the soil as much as they can. Because like your sister was saying, is that if you rake up, you got to rake your yard because you'll get a fine with all these. No, let those leaves decay because what they're doing is it's a blanket that nature has provided to go for the roots of the trees. So everything that is in hibernation is germinating up under that blanket. And spring, it will be fed by those decayed leaves because this is how you make compost.
It's a system.
And we have
it's a system.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nature's system of recycling life.
Exactly.
And this is where we go out there and walk barefooted in those leaves because that energy goes into you. And what we have to do is that this is why we've been with what we need is the oasis. I said is that an oasis is a place where there's vegetation and water. But the oasis is the first community is the forest. And the forest is where our energy of our ancestors' spirit is in service. If we come back to our mother, we've been made orphans by put into what that word says, urban. Urban only says is you are banned from nature.
There you go.
You are banned from nature.
You are banned from nature.
Asphalt and concrete over the plant life and the soil, they put asphalt and concrete in order to disconnect you from the frequency because just as she shared about this, the frequency that comes from the sun and the rays, there's a frequency that comes up out of the earth. They call it the Schumann frequency. We have to to create ourselves becoming that photon again in that consciousness coming from above and the energy that's coming from Shaman, from the inner earth, transmitting that magnetic energy into us.
As above, so below. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree 100%. I think that what people need to realize is that our bodies are self-healing. If we have the right nutrients, air, and hydration, like micronutrients, that's the real thing that our body's lacking. And then we have these toxins that's in the air and, of course, in our water. We just getting dehydrated. So our melanin needs a lot of water, guys. Like melanin needs a lot of water to function. Neuromelanin needs a lot of water to carry out that reactive. Well, hydrogen, I should say. The hydrogen.
Okay.
Yeah, what I've been. That's my mantra for all these years, my doctor friend. You are so on it. You are so with it. You know, we've been missing you all these years. Now we have you. You know, we can always say, don't listen to me. Go listen to Dr. Steele. She'll tell you. Because you laid it out.
Right. And I'll have the research to back it up.
You hit him with the real. They can't deal with that.
Right.
That's correct. Oh, awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
So great. I'm so happy. You know,
I have. Okay, I'm gonna keep, we on the mound table. We're sitting at the mound table with the great Dr. Steele, and so we're going to add somebody else to the mound table here. Let's add, is this the general?
Yes, ma'am. Yehudoo, great show. Hey, my sister, I got a question for you. I won't do no speech, but I got a question. Are you familiar with the two genohaplotypes, E1B1A and E1B1B? Are you familiar with them genotypes?
The genotypes, say it again.
E1B1A. I'm going to say it again. E1B1A That's one gene. And another one is E1B1B. You heard me? You hear me?
Okay. What are those two genes related to?
It's to us, to the black people.
What are those haplotypes related to?
I'm trying to explain to you. I thought you knew. That relates to the so-called... Could I explain? It relates to the genotype of the copper color people on this planet. Okay, one is the genotype of the people in El Kibalon, and one is us. All right? So I won't do no speech, but one of them is us. We the E1B1A. All right? And they the E1B1B. That's the one that in Kibalon. You see where I'm going with this?
So we the American, the melanated Americans is just the A, and the other, the African, where you say they the B, the E1B1B.
I think, so you're referring to the phylums of epigenetic inheritance. So, yeah. So it's actually 9 loci. So that's not the only one, but we actually have 9 loci and everybody else has 6. And so that E1B1 that you're talking about, that's a part of it, but it's actually more than that backbone as well. And it's only us and the Africans that have that. Everybody else has 6 or less. And that is actually linked to our intelligence as well. And IQ, everything is linked to those 9. That's
right.
Well,
I'm just concerned about the 2, okay? The E1B1A, y'all, is related and traced all the way back to Jerusalem, Israel, okay? That proves that who we are, the people of the book, out of Shem, okay? The Africans, the one that sold us into slavery, they out of hell, man. So this ain't no joke who we are, man. This get me excited because when I found that out and been traced all the way back to who we really
are,
God. Man.
Tell them, General.
This ain't no joke, man. This ain't no joke, man. E1B1A, that's related all the way back to the book, man, to the Most High.
That's
Israel out there. Okay, that's us, man.
It's the original.
We know who we are. We know what we got to do. I'm going to leave it like that because it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. We got it, man.
Say.
We know who we are, man.
Yeah.
We know who we are.
That's right. We the people of the book, man. This ain't no joke who we are, man. This gets me excited. I'm going to be quiet, Sister Bell. I'm going to be quiet.
Go ahead, because I'm telling you, this is so refreshing to talk to you all because it's like my spirit been crying out, like, to know who you are and that you cannot be no more easily fooled
is
a wonderful place to be right now. Like, I'm so optimistic right now, y'all. Like, I'm not downtrodden about none of this situation because you can't fool us no more.
Nope.
And see, once we got the knowledge, ain't nothing they can do with us because you can't take that no more. We tried to erase our history, but now we know who we are, and we have proof of that, and we are in this science now, and we can stand our own right here next to you and tell you you are alive scientifically now. So it's no more debate about this. It's no more debate anymore. It's just what we're getting ready to do as a people to move forward because they trying to do us. So we got to get out of this, period.
Dr. Steele, are you familiar with Alondra Nelson?
Nah. She didn't. Hello?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar Alondra with
Alondra
Nelson?
No, I'm not.
Well, she's on Biden, but she is a geneticist, and she is on the human genome. And she's on Biden. Now she's been put on Biden's committee for the human genome, part of the human genome project. But what she wrote about in her book on algorithms and looking at the part of our genetic makeup, and this is where the formation of these algorithms in which they copy, along with her name is Ruha Benjamin. and Ruha Benjamin wrote Race and Technology, and how they've taken from Jim Crow, and now they've created what's called Jim Code. And these are the new forms.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. We're being attacked by the techno-spiritual and the techno-racism that is in technology, because they're creating it. But we have to understand that, like Brother West was sharing, we are the first people, because when we say our race, that means the original universal race.
That's us.
O-U-R, the original universal race. And this is where we're having to come back, because now we're able to access the hidden messages that's been hidden in the brick-and-mortar libraries, and able to discover these truths by sending in those who are like mind and melanin and skin to go in and research and bring out the knowledge that's been hidden. And especially that we have now gotten those like Mario Beatty and Theophilo Binga, who now goes to Kemet, and they read the Medu Netter and decipher and bring it back into our language, where we can understand not what they have written, but what we interpret, because we put the spirit back into it.
Right. But as well,
right.
My brother, I must add to what he's saying, is that all of that is happening over there has happened here already before it went over there. And that's why the Grand Canyon, nine-tenths of which cannot go to, because the military is preventing you finding out the truth. You see, and this is what I
think.
Yeah, go ahead, my doc. You're the baddest. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. That's what I was getting ready to talk about, was not only Kincaid's Cave, but we got Illinois, okay, and the Mound Builders, and we got all through Arizona, where we actually have the car statues and stuff. So this is the old world, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, like we have a lot of proof of this now. Like, we have all of these restricted spaces, and honestly and truthfully, we have built, like, in Illinois, I think it's Columbus. I got to think of the name of the town. I don't want to misname the name of the town, but it's a girl that's in my Telegram group, and she was telling us that it's a big thing now, because people are finding out that their homes are actually built on the mounds of the ancestors. And so now the town is trying to figure out what they're getting ready to do, because all of these government buildings, people's homes and stuff, is built on top of hundreds of our ancestors. And that was all down in Florida. They were finding stuff like that. So atrocities happen on this land, y'all. Millions of our ancestors died, and they just built up over them or moved into the buildings and built some more over the top of them. So, you know, it just takes a little research.
Or they flooded them down here in Georgia and made lake out there. And now that those people that live around that lake, and the lake now is receding, and they're now being privy to see what they did. And the other part you talked about, the Cahokia is the mound in Illinois. But what's happening with the alignment, we had the eclipse across America in 2016, or was it 17? When we had the eclipse across America, and the pivotal point that it crisscrossed, it went across there in Illinois, in southern Illinois, across Cahokia. And in 2024, it's coming back, and it's going from the east back to the west in the next eclipse that's on 2024. That is why the Mound Builders built that specifically. The first city in this Turtle Island was there at Cahokia. Then you have the second largest mound, which is down here, Kolomoki. Then you had the antenna portal, which was Poverty Point, is because of the energy that was coming down from the Nile of the West.
That's
so
where the old
is doing. And what we're doing is triangulating, because in the Gulf of Mexico, where it dumps into it, the 29.6 latitude, you can draw a straight line from the mouth of the Mississippi and hit the Pyramid of Giza. We overstood longitude and latitude. We overstood the frequency of the 144 grid. We were aligning our portal and our stations in the alignment with the planetary system. And so our ancestors have guided us that we're cosmically connected to this universe and this galaxy. And we are now on the other side of this galaxy after 2012. We are at the 26,000-year starting point again around this Milky Way, and where our ancestors were 26,000 years ago. We're being activated by that sun that you were speaking of and those rays of consciousness. Because, you know, the pragmatic melanin, that's why you have the blue-black people. They were just as the leaves on a tree. They were able to absorb and live off of the ultraviolet rays.
That's right.
Ultraviolet. That's right. And we're going back to that. If you let yourself, like a lot of people have been talking about, they're having decreased appetite and different things like that, and have started to not be able to consume meat and those type of blood products. And what they have to understand is our blood changing again. And we get new codes, and we don't need all of that stuff. Like, our melanin can perform photosynthesis, a form of it. We don't need
that.
It's a superconductor of energy. So we don't need those outside proteins. They're actually toxins to us. And I think people need to know that meat is a toxin to you. It's got proteins in it from an animal, and you're not an animal.
Right. And plus, my doctor, it is so that those animals are fed themselves, and they're fed other animals. And now we're finding out in nature where you have herbivores who are now eating animals and eating rats and roaches. I'm not roaches, but rats and mice and different things. Yeah, this is the kind of things that are happening. Yeah.
And but even when the anthropologists and the archaeologists find the remains of our ancestors, if you look at the skeletons and the teeth structure, there were no canine teeth.
Nope.
Canine teeth just recently came because of the devouring of having to tear meat, just like a lion or a dog or a cat, is because you have your body adapts to the environment and what you consume in that environment. So these things that we have is because of what was given to us in order to change the structure. Because if you look at a book by, his name is Edward Bruce Bynum, and it's called The African Unconscious, The Roots of Ancient Mysticism and Modern Psychology. And he goes back a millions of years in the creation story of us as a people, our universal selves as a race. We were cosmically connected by what the we talk about is our star system Sirius. That's Isis. And that star system, when you're talking about the Palladians, you're talking about the Arcturians, all of this is because we were divinely connected to our galactic federation.
Right. Atlantis. Right. Atlantis. That's Atlantis you're speaking of.
Right.
And I have someone else want to join. We got a full house tonight. Want to join the round table? 973-248. 973-248.
Peace, family. Peace, Brother Swanee.
Yes.
Peace. Peace, family, ancestors, and sending love to Brother Dr. Robert X. And Sister Bev, I want to thank you for everything you do on your platform, and the sister who's on tonight. Thank you, Goddess. But before I add on to the build, I just wanted to request, can we do like a collective prayer meditation for Dr. Robert X and send him some love? Because Brother Kwame called me today and informed me that he is having a bit of a rough time, so
okay.
I'm sending that to Robert.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so I just wanted to say, you know, you're saying I'm in Sedona. Actually, I'm right outside of Sedona in Cottonwood. Just like the ancestors,
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to be living in Arizona. I mean, in a Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
We
you
outside
there with
of it.
It.
And
mm-hmm.
yes, family. And, you know, we're talking about mitochondrial DNA. And I remember when I was in, I think it was like fourth or fifth grade when we were learning about mitochondria, or shall I say when I was unlearning and remembering about mitochondria. And I asked, I said, so that has more oxygen in your cells. So that means singers and athletes and they have more mitochondria in their cells, more oxygen, right? So that's
yeah.
really deep when the sister was going in about the mitochondria, the oxygen, because that is directly connected, or shall I say connected, to the mitochondrial DNA. And
mm-hmm.
And this is a spiritual war, and they've been going in every corner and every degree from the ethers to all the elements, and you know, the water is memory, and that is also our DNA. So,
yeah.
I also wanted to share with the family that I work in Sedona. I work for a family who they're healers. The mom is a healer, and they're basically, you know, how we're all meeting those we've always known for the first time in this lifetime. So. And no surprise, their last name is Ali. So I was staying at their house because I watch their children overnight, and they live all the way where the vortex points are, all the way down Dry Creek Road. And I had a dream that I was outside with the children. We were just playing outside with the dirt. We were just moving the dirt around, and we were putting our hands in the earth because we were, you know, because that's the iron and all of that. And then we're sifting aside the dirt, and we saw a bunch of crystals and quartz crystals. And I saw basically like a third eye remote viewing type of perspective of the city of Sedona. It was like, it was almost like from the point of view of inner space, what they call outer space, the inner space. You know, I saw the whole city, but it was more ancient, but it wasn't during this time. Sorry, Kwame, I know you had to hear this story twice, but this was amazing. It was just glistening with crystals, and the sun was hitting the bed of crystals, and I put my hand on it, and then the earth started quaking. And I looked at my children, and they were just calm, and they were smiling, like, we're going to be okay. And I woke up within the dream. So I know somebody out here, because I was a teacher during the summer, one of my students, his father is a Grammy-winning harp artist who has been here since the 80s. He actually has his own company where he takes people on vortex tours. And what happened was I called him, and I told him about the dream, and he confirmed that there are crystal beds all over, quartz crystals all over Sedona. And about the Grand Canyon, you know, the sister mentioned King Cave, you know, with the pyramids and Grand Canyon. Most people, and we're a select group that know about this, because I was a Parks and Recreation minor at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, which has the San Francisco Peaks, which are aligned with the pyramids, Khufu, and the connection between Kemet and the Hopi is just reflections all day. And I even had a friend who made trails in the Grand Canyon. She did all these trails, and when I told her about it, she laughed at me. She's like, oh, that's not true. So either people debunk it, they don't believe it, or they have no knowledge of it. And we did many backpacking trips with my classes when I was in school, and not once did they mention the pyramids and all the Kemetic monuments that are there. And so I just wanted to, you know, confirm that. And what's going on with the whole vaccine, you know, I'm seeing the entire city of Flagstaff is super liberal. It's pretty much Northern Arizona University City now. They've destroyed the entire they're destroying the whole land up there. They built a huge parking structure called the San Francisco Garage, which completely obstructs the view of the San Francisco Peaks. And I didn't need to take any spirits to pour libations. I was pouring libations with my tears all over that town when I went back there. And you could just tell that the vibration of those who are vaccinated, they're off. Like they're, the lights turn off. And so that's a whole city. It's a flat note. It's a flat note. I just hear bomb, like a flat, like it's off key. And I remember, which reminds me of Sun Ra. You remember, peace and power to the galactic elders of Saturn, Sun Ra, and his orchestra. If you listen to some of his lectures, he talks about how this planet Earth is off key of all the celestial spheres.
It is. It's off the harmonic.
Yeah.
It's
uh-huh.
off the harmonic.
It literally, and we don't, the word harm
but
is
that's
right
what we're doing.
In harmony.
But that's what we're doing as we raise in our consciousness and connect into the Schumann. We are like antenna, and we shift it. And that's why you're seeing that all these natural disasters, all these natural disasters of nature, our ancestors, we're getting ready to take this earth back.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's earthquakes and flood. They keep on unearthing the tombs. They call themselves what, archaeologists, these grave diggers, every time they unearth a tomb, there's another what they call natural, aka netterful, disasters. So the asars, we are the we are the stars, we are
What's funny about these unearthing of the tombs, family, is I really think they're doing that to confuse people right now. Because they said that they found Osiris over there in Egypt, and I know that to be not true.
Agree. Okay. I heard a flat note when that happened as well.
Ain't no way.
That means you're right, sis. That's not true. They're telling us what that they already did or ushering in something that they're going to do.
Right. And so, I don't believe Osiris' body would be in Egypt. I would believe it would be right over there in the Grand Canyon or somewhere in Illinois.
Exactly. Right here on Turtle Island.
Just like Nefertiti and,
what they and
all the rest of them buried right over there, too. So it's a lot of false reality stuff coming out right now.
Right.
Yes.
What we have to realize is it's our mind, guys. Like our mental construct is what's going to change this because our mind, the consciousness is what's going to shift this reality. And the consciousness, not to go too deep, is what creates the point in time, or if you look at it like that, or the point on the plane of change. Let's just put it that way. So when you shape your consciousness that this is going to change, that's when it changes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Something else
that's
comes
right.
in.
Okay.
So they're attacking us, y'all. They're attacking us with towers, but they're attacking our mind. That's the most because... But they have to realize we got all the codes. And what's crazy is that some of us, when we go out here and we meditate and stuff, you don't know if you're on a ley line. It's like we don't know where our angles in this earth is right now. So you don't know. You might go outside and ground and meditate and be thinking, I'm ready for this to be done, and a fire break out in Spain. Why is that? Because you got the codes and you manifesting your will to be done. And you connect it to the earth, so you're doing it a different way. And they know what's up. And they know this is over. Like,
and that's why they're keeping up from us. Kali, Khalifa, California. Kali, that's us, family. We're waking up. And the less love, the more the floods. And you're right, sis. I was wondering, because I saw, like, what is the energy signature that this is reflecting when they're saying that they're unearthing teams? That's really us. That's really our DNA.
That's our code.
Thank you, Tova. I got to move on. Tova.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, family.
Peace and love to everybody. Okay. Go ahead, doctor.
I was just going to say that is what they fear the most, family, is the codes that are within us. Like, they show us the truth in movies and different things. You got to understand about mysticism and Jewish mysticism and how they know about our old systems. But they show you the truth. When the people go in the tomb, what happened? Somebody got a code and they touched something, and what happened? All kind of stuff light up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's in our blood. See, we the one put the codes in the earth to begin with when we created it. Therefore, if you got the blood, you're going to unleash it.
Yes, makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And I had the guest that was on yesterday, that's what he does. He goes and he puts all the where the energy points is on the earth and things like that. So he got it all mapped out where the different energy points are, too, on the earth here. So it's all connecting.
It's all connected. And you know what's so funny is the portals that we got, our old portals like Easter Island and Stonehenge and all of those places, you know they're attacking them right now, burning them and destroying them. They even attacking the Omic heads, you understand? If you understand that our crystal heads and stuff have memories encoded in them. Memories is encoded in the crystals, in the water, in the consciousness. Like, it's really deep, not to go too far with it, but it's true. Everything has a frequency, and if it has a frequency, it can be programmed with something.
That is so true. Okay, let me open up 510-344. 510-344.
Peace and better love, Auntie Bev. Peace and better love, Dr. Steele and family. This is
Yes. This is our herbalist, Dr. Steele. He supplies us with our herbs.
I need to get your information because I need some herbs.
I would love to connect with you, sis. I would love to connect with you. Sister Bev, would you give her my information?
Yes, I'll give it to her. I'll give it to her.
Love to connect with you because I have a lot of people in my group who are looking for solutions for children.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the thing is, I know about adult doses, you know, but children is a different land. And so I think we need to get with the herbalism, someone like you, to help to guide, you know, help guide, because we're trying to come out of this over-the-counter inorganic medicine, synthesized medicine, and begin to treat ourselves again, because we are our own healers, and we got to take this back from them.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say I appreciate you coming in, sharing your time and sharing the information, and I just really appreciate you, Goddess. I didn't really have anything to say. I just wanted to chime in and make sure that I caught you so that I could say reach out and say that I wanted to, you know, connect with you off air and build.
Definitely.
Yes, I'll make sure that you get your information. Crenshaw. Thank you
okay.
for your service.
Thank you both.
That you do.
Thank you for everything
okay.
that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a big proponent of herbal medicine family, and I'm a medical doctor, and I work for the pharmaceutical industry, so I see everything. I'm the fixer. When stuff goes wrong, I'm the person that goes in and fix the process, and I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, that there are carcinogens, toxins, metal, plastic, arsenic, everything that you can imagine that can cause cancer is in the pharmaceuticals that you are taking. I know this because I've investigated this. I know this because I'm the person who handles the lot release. So when I tell you, and I synthesize medicine, and I know that all that medicine is a synthesized, we have an active pharmaceutical ingredient that comes from a plant. It's plant-based. But we have to synthesize it and change it and add a salt or something on it so that we can market it to you. But you can get the same benefit from a dandelion root as you can get from all of those heart medications and with less side effects. And we know that, but we can't sell it to you. So the chemicals that we use to strip the natural stuff from around the active pharmaceutical ingredient, those are the toxins that you're ingesting. So if you just went out there and got some dandelion tea, you wouldn't get any of those byproducts that we use in manufacturing to make the drug that you're taking. And that's just
wow. Wow. And they say the truth will set you free.
It will.
Okay. And that is so true. Let me see here. Okay, we got 708-602.
Okay.
Greetings, much love, family. Much love, BLT.
Greetings. Greetings,
I got
Daddy.
Five on it. I got five on it. Five on it.
This is our, my this is our new numerologist. He's our numerologist, Dr. Steele.
Hi, Jay. Nice to meet you.
Yes, yes, my sister. I mean, it's I got five on it because that's what we're into right now, as you beautifully put, and I just like to always reiterate my part as being a numerologist in metaphysics to put the five on it. So you started off with the five. You called it the venom. Venom is 14, which is five. And as you mm-hmm. went down through your studies and was breaking it down, it was you all studying everything dealing with the five called the flu. Well, they just changed it and gave it an exotic name called the coronavirus. Coronavirus is 41, mm-hmm. which is 5. Flu is also 14, which is 5, by the way. We're talking about dealing with our defense, defense being 32, of using crystals. Crystals are 32, which is also the 5. We know this vaccine, by the way, vaccine like venom is 5. Vaccine is 23. And 23 is also death. And we know this vaccine venom that they're pushing is death. And it's coming straight from the hospital being 32, administered by nurses 23, and the authority being the doctor is also 23. So, again, they understand that you mentioned the junk. That ain't no junk, baby, because junk by the number is 14. It's the 5. The junk is the code. Code is also 14, the 5. That's in us that basically awakens that Christ 32 consciousness in us. And again, this is why they're trying to stop something that is too late. It's already in the make because it's in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 41. The 5. They can't stop what's in the atmosphere. It's in the wind. It's been in the wind. Wind is 14. It's in the current. Current is 32. They can't mess with the 5 because it's here to stay. And again, we're all bringing our parts to show that the 5 called change. Change is 23. The change is on the way, and they cannot stop it. Ain't no stopping us now, family. I love you, my sister. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to do our part and bring it all together. They fear it. They fear it because it's always been the 5 called fix. It's up to us, family, to fix us. It's the 5. We're going to do it with the 5. I love you. And by the way, love is 5, family. I love you.
Yes, it is.
Better love. Better love.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you. Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Let's go to 215-432. 215.
Better love, Sister Bev. Better love, family. Better love, God.
Better love.
How y'all doing?
Better love.
Great, great.
All right.
Great.
So yesterday, my dad, he went back into the hospital. He had a stroke. And
wow.
I wanted to know specific information, if you have it, sis, about these vaccines and strokes. Because I swear it seemed like ever since he was vaccinated last year, he just been having, like, these strokes and then the aftershock strokes. And now I know you said you have a Telegram channel as well. I don't know if you would be willing to put it on here, whatever. But I'd like
I do have a Telegram channel, and on my Telegram channel, actually, I have lectures where going through this and talking about specifically exactly what you're referring to. And I'll say this. This is my thoughts on this. And this goes two ways. So the first thing I want to talk about is the research by Dr. Richard Fleming. And basically, he done research on the three vaccines, the big ones, Janssen, Moderna, and Pfizer, injected the red blood cells with the drug. When he injected it with the drug, he saw that the red blood cells turned gray. They lost their ability to hold, carry, and intake oxygen, and it irreversibly destroyed the your hemoglobin in the red blood cell. So understand that will put the body in a chronic state of hypoxia. So if you were in a chronic state of hypoxia and your red blood cells could no longer carry oxygen to the brain, that's a stroke. Can't carry oxygen to the heart, that's a heart attack. Can't carry oxygen to your liver, that's the hepatic failure. Can't carry oxygen to your gut, that is the overwhelming sepsis and eosinophilia and stuff that we're seeing in patients. So that's one arm of it that it could be. The second arm of it is that, unfortunately, these people are now producing, when their cells die, they have the spike proteins, and they're producing a monoclonal antibody that is a toxin. So what happens to monoclonal antibodies, they're proteins, okay? And usually your body can clear out excess proteins through your kidneys and things like that. But understand, if your body is in a chronic state of overproducing a toxin, those proteins, then they're going to aggregate. When they aggregate, they form tissues called amyloid. Amyloid plaques are what we see in disorders of the brain like Alzheimer's, dementia, those type of disorders, frontal temporal, all kind of stuff like that. In the gut or in the kidney, you know, it causes kidney failure. It clogs stuff up, and if it gets into your veins, because that was the only place we saw it before people started to get jabbed, then it would clog up the veins. But now we're seeing these amyloid tissues that they're calling fibroid clots forming in the actual vessels of people, your arteries. So if you get those aggregated proteins clogging up your arteries, wherever that takes place at, that's a stroke or a heart attack or whatever system that it aggregates in is going to fail.
So, would it be good for me to ask the doctor to run a D-dimer test to see if he if it's like a...
So you can run the D-dimer. Right, you can run the D-dimer. That's going to tell you if he has microscopic clots, which would be the microscopic fibrinogen or the material that I'm talking about. So a D-dimer test would tell you that. What I would be more looking for would be something called a CBC with a differential. And what that is a complete blood count with a differential white, with a differential, right, a blood smear, basically, because I want to look and see what his red, what his cells look like. I want to see what his white cells, are they dysmorphic or misshapen? Is his red blood cells misshapen or not the right color? You understand what I'm saying? Because if that is the case, then that's the problem for the whole thing.
Okay, okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Also, so what was this? This was around New Year's Day. I went out. Okay, so the second, the third, and the fourth, I don't know what it was. Now, we all know what we believe on this channel. We all, you know, we're on a different plane of consciousness. But it is something out here. You know what I mean? So the second, the third, and the fourth, I came down with whatever new variant, if it's flu, I don't know what it was. but I came down with it. But I, you know, I took my normal regimens and stuff like that. My zinc, my vitamin B3, like I doubled down on all that different type of stuff. And now that I heard Crenshaw on here, I know that he back, so now I can order my zeolite and stuff like that. But I use some stuff called Oscar. Let me get the right spelling. And this is for the family, and I heard that Brother Rob wasn't feeling too good. The name of the stuff that I got is Oscillonium. It's spelled OscillOcCCinUm. It's like these little pellets. You're supposed to, you know, take it and swallow it, whatever. But I put the pellets under my tongue because the lady in the health food store said if you put it under your tongue, it's more fast working. When I tell you my symptoms went in 10 minutes, my symptoms went away in 10 minutes. And I didn't have no can't breathe and elephant on my chest. I ain't had what they be saying on the news. It just felt like severe flu, right? So I took a test. Family, don't let nobody ever tell you you got to stick nothing up your nose because you don't. I blew my nose on a napkin, dipped that Q-tip inside of the snot. Excuse me for being nasty. Dipped the Q-tip in the snot. Put it in the solution, squeezed it in the thing, and it came back, you know, whatever the sickness is or whatever the case might be. But I just wanted to tell the family, you ain't got to put nothing up your nose.
Don't put anything up your nose. I would guarantee you to not do that. And I would say thank you for that that information. I use, like, mullein and some other stuff to clear my lungs, but what area do you live in, brother, may I ask?
Philly. I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay, so during that time, was that when they were doing a heart attack with the cold weather?
So, yeah, it was
they were doing
zero technology.
The reason why I'm asking.
Right.
Okay.
I wanna make you all aware of something up there of what's going on. Watch the air and the water, family. They have something when they're doing this weather modification. It's called Biosphere. They actually have done CIA-funded testing where they were testing to see if they could put aerosolize a flu or weaponize it as a weapon. This research was done in, like, 2004 or something like that. So it's actual research that's been done on this. So what I was telling everybody and what I've been telling everybody is that snow, it's poison. It's a toxin. It's poison in the water and it's poison in the air. If you notice, you'll see a fog or a mist. You're breathing in all of that biosphere stuff that they use in to modify the weather. So that's what's making you sick. Your body's having an allergic reaction to that. It's causing hypoxia and your cells die. And then that causes the inflammation and all the symptoms y'all having up there, feeling like you got flu, your body achy all over and stuff. It's actually the air you're breathing in the water. It's in the water. Being poor.
The hospitals up here is spilling over. Now, when they was talking that crap on the news a year ago, we ain't see that. But right now, the hospital is full. So on the second, the first, the first of January, it was foggy as crap.
Telling y'all.
I had some family come up, so they was up here. And, you know, we was going out for the New Year's or whatever the case might be, right? The first was so foggy, like, it was extra foggy. I ain't never seen a fog like that before.
Family, think about it. This is winter. When you ever seen fog in the winter? Everywhere. It's not just where you at. It's a lot of people up there talking about the fog, and then they got sick. Family.
We had it here in Michigan.
All of y'all had that heavy fog, and then people got sick. See, it's a two-pronged attack because you have to realize when they hit you with sub-zero technology and it gets cold, that weakens your immune system already, okay? because cold, it just does something to your immunity. So that's why most people get sick in the winter anyway, because it puts you in a state of hypoxia. Remember, the sun is what gives you the vitamin D and causes the respiration for your cells to be oxygenated. If you don't have that, that's when you get the infection, disease, or bacteria, whatever. So follow where I'm going with this. So basically, they made it cold. So that hit the people who was unvaxxed immune system. But just think about the people who have already altered their immune system and don't have immune cells and cannot produce more. So they're losing cells. So now you done got hit with the cold, you done lost immune cells, you can't create new ones, you're going to get sick. So now you're a vector of disease, and you're spreading that disease to the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. So now you got a real biological weapon going on, because these people can't fight it because they've wiped out their immune function. So that's a human petri dish right now. And then you're being exposed to it because you're around them. Contact. You see where I'm going with this? That's why I told people densely populated areas are going to take the hardest hit first, because that's the ground zero of the biological warfare.
So I have a question, because like a lot of us is in these certain situations, just like I am. Everybody that lives in Philly, Jersey, New York, Chicago, Detroit, like these big cities, everybody is on this wave of getting out of these cities and going somewhere. But where? Where am I going to go? Because not only is we seeing damage and weather up here that they playing with it everywhere. You understand? So, like, where, I don't know. I'm just mad because the first.
No, I understand what you. I know. I understand where you're going.
And now I'm like pissed off.
You know. I did some research, brother. I just tell you what I did. I was in Florida. I was in South Florida. And I did some research, and I came right up here outside of Atlanta to Kennesaw. And I made this move because, number one, it's on a slab of granite. And number two, I was looking at them old Navy maps that they have where they predicted where the flooding was going to be, which they know where it's going to be because they know what it looked like beforehand. You understand? So that's what I use.
Right.
But, you know, what? I really feel like if you got the protection of the ancestors with you, it ain't going to matter what mm-hmm. location you is. And that might sound crazy to some people, but I'm for real, because you done seen people live through anything. But in the meantime, what people can do, get your stuff up in your house that you can get, you know, air purifying systems. I have medical-grade air purifiers in my home that I bought from Amazon. You know, they're about $100, but it's a good investment, you know, to purify your air. I have all kind of, like, natural snake plants and blue ivy and all kind of stuff in my house. I have some potted trees in my house. That helps to scrub the air. I sage my house every day, you know what I'm saying, either with lavender, sage, or pine. Those actually have antimicrobial properties. And then every day you should be doing some type of immune boosting and antiviral herbs if you're up there, and something to cleanse and detox your kidneys and liver and stuff like that. The key to the detox is when your body clears it, it takes the toxins into certain organs like your liver, your kidneys, your gut. You need to detox it to remove it from your body so it won't get sick. You understand, in your lungs. So the detox removes it, and the herbs help boost your immunity. And then the stuff in your house, purifying your air, and definitely you should have some filters for your water, some filter shower heads, some filters on your sink, like for real. That's key, because they're not going to tell you what they're doing to the water. They just going to do it. You're going to find out after. Trust me, you're not going to find out beforehand.
Right. Well, I appreciate you.
So those
you.
Are some of the things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Appreciate you so much. Appreciate you, Sister, for having her on.
Thank you.
If you could, before the show over, if you could drop that Telegram channel for everybody that be on there.
Yeah, give all your information, Dr. Steele, where the people can contact you.
What? I'll put it in the little chat. Is it a chat?
And I have it on the main page. I have her website and things
on
the main page.
It's just like as far as my Telegram and all of that, if you go, I have TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and it's all under my name, Nefertiti Rossetti. So, and that's the links to my Telegram. But I also throw it in the chat, too. For you guys.
All right.
All right,
y'all.
Thank
you, caller, for that.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Better love. Okay. And so, someone, Kwame, did you have? Was that you who had a question? Was you trying to say something?
Well, yeah. The brother was sharing. He was asking where could he go. You know, living in the urban areas, because that's what I said earlier about you're banned from nature. You have to go and find areas which most likely what is called it's dealing with the grid. And if you was to put in for your astrological chart and say, okay, you were born in Philadelphia, but you put in you want to move to Texas, you have to see what the alignment is, and then you'll see what the planet is going to be, give you a different planetary alignment as whatever the city that you put in. And astrocartography. But anyway, that's the name. And what you do is when you put in your Earth Day and your information and you put where you want to go in a location, it will give you your planetary alignment for that area, and you see how your planets align with that area and the grid there, because that's what the energy is going to be when you go to another. I live in Edenton, Georgia. Edenton is 33 degrees latitude. And 88 degrees longitude. I mean, 85 degrees longitude. I was born in Mississippi. I came in on the planet at 33 degrees latitude and 85 degrees longitude, 88 degrees longitude. I'm still on that grid that I came onto the planet. I travel and go all over, but I stay as close to that grid because that's my umbilical cord. And I found for me that helps me to stay connected by living there on that lake and 2 acres of woods. I have to stay connected to nature. I was right there where the sister's talking about. I used to live in Marietta. I came down here in 93 and I lived in Marietta. And I retired from where I was working in Marietta, and I moved to Athens. And then from Athens, I came down to Georgia. I'm sitting right here now in the stolen land of the Muscogee Creek in Sandersville, Georgia, which is the birthplace of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I went out today trying to find out where was his house that he was born in at, and trying to find the area. You can't find it. They destroyed those things. But you have to understand the grid. And being able to get on the ley line, because the sister there in Kennesaw, and you know Kennesaw is the only county that was first in the United States that by law you had to have a gun in your house. That was their law, because that's where the Klan met at the airport right there in Kennesaw. And that's where Sherwin stood on the mountain to look down to see what he was going to do when he went down to Atlanta. And that's where he made his strategic plans and went down, because Atlanta is what she's talking about, the I Am America map. The sister had the dream of that map, and the Department of Navy took it and revised it, because we're on what's called Wahani. Wahani is because Georgia sits in areas, it's on granite and quartz and milky quartz crystal.
Yep.
Granite, and that's the hardest substance, so this is why it is a portal. portal, because on that grid on Stone Mountain, we wouldn't change the energy in Stone Mountain in 2008 when they had a drought. And we did ceremony on top of Stone Mountain, because when you go up there, there's this brass ring that was put in there by the Confederacy. And we had to go to that brass ring and do a ceremony to reconnect the energy back to the indigenous people here. It's called geomancy.
All right.
Understanding the earth energy as above, so below, because this is why we built in alignment with the star constellations. And we knew at the winter solstice, at the summer solstice, at the equinoxes, that we had to be in those locations in order to get the highest spiritual frequency that we needed to be downloaded. And these are the ways in which we have to go back to. And that's what we're talking about, the leaves on the ground from the trees, because forest is the first community. The plants is our relatives. The trees are our relative. Everything on the planet is related to us. And what we have to begin to look at is that plant that sits by that pine tree. You might have poison oak, but there's a milkweed over here that's the antidote to it. The farm you see in the forest is the pharmacy you see on the corner called Walgreens and CVS.
Right. Exactly.
Now, I have a question. Someone is saying, what do you see about the emerging new disease that they are covering up in China? The white lung phenomena, pneumonia. Have you heard about that?
And, you know, I know it's something definitely going on in China, and I have heard about that. And, you know, China, we have to keep our eye on China, because China's after our land over here. You have to understand. So they were originally working with some people in our government on the biological warfare weapons or whatever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really about the land. And I would not be shocked if another biological weapon wasn't launched from over there, because it's part of their agenda. Like, you know, to control people, to make people fear, and to put people on a vaccination program that's going to dull their minds and euthanize them. I hate to say it like that, but family, we under the control of a bunch of eugenics. You understand? And they want to have you in fear so that they can control the narrative and control how you live and obviously how you finna leave up out of here. So, not shocked, but something's definitely going on over there. You see the ghost cities. You see people just packing up, not even packing up, just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's highly concerning. Hundreds of thousands of people just leaving, apple plant, all kind of plants. They opened up their border, and all of a sudden everybody trying to go out, but they don't want nobody coming in. So, you know, and a lot of people are talking about, you know, the immigrants that's coming over here, people not paying attention. But a lot of them is over here in the Caribbean and stuff, all down in Africa. And they done been there for a while. And, yo, something going on over there. I don't know exactly what, but I wouldn't be shocked if the next bioterrorism weapon didn't have something to do with them.
And you're exactly correct on that point. And the question is that in that weaponry, do it. What happens when the human body goes into fear? The immune system shuts down. If you go into propaganda and you convince people to believe that something coming, that opens them up to anything. So the part that they're looking at, what China has a plan is that they might, made in China. And what they have is what's called the trade road. They're getting ready to run rail across Asia from East Asia to West Asia, where there will be the main suppliers, because the manufacturing of basically all the products that we're using and consuming is being made in China or India. and they are going to be what they said that they will be, the new world power, because of consumerism and the way in which we've done, because even in 2050, 2030, 2050, this country is getting ready to go to the rail system. We're going to be divided into regions, and this is why they're talking about electronic cars and electronic electric trucks, is because we're going to be run by technology, which we've taken our technology and sent it to China. Now they've manufactured and copied it, and they're getting ready to take the technology and be able to basically run the world.
Yeah,
and when you
that's
said about the seeding came from General Electric in 1948, December 31st, 1948. They were seeding a hurricane that was out there over Cuba in order to see what if they could get that to destroy Cuba. And that was the beginning of the government seeing that they could use weather warfare, which gave birth to HAARP.
Yep.
Well, Dr. Steele, you hung in there with us for two whole hours, and I appreciate
it. I enjoyed it, family, though. I enjoyed it, family. This has been very informative for me. You know, it's always good to talk with like minds.
Yes, and I want you to tell them over the air your website, because some people are just on the phone. They can't get to the, you know, the chat room. They're not on the Internet. So what is, tell them your website number, how they can contact you.
Okay, so my website, my online shop is called The Moksha Space. And
can you spell that?
Yes,
please?
I'm going to spell it. It's
okay.
It's www.mokshaspace.com.
Okay.
And that's where I, you know, have a lot of spiritual supplies, metaphysical jewelry, and different, like, things for personal care, like organic hair oils and things of that nature. As far as my social media, you can follow me at Nefertiti Ra Seti, and it's Nefertiti, N-E-F-E-R. T-I-T-I space Ra, R-A, and space Seti, S-E-T-I. And that's my handles for my Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And if you go on any of those sites and follow me, I have a Linktree bio, and those will take you to all of my social medias, including the Telegram groups.
Okay.
I run two Telegram groups. One is called the Moksha Discussions, and one is the Moksha Discussions Current Events. But unfortunately, you know how it is. If you type it in, it's not going to let you search it, so you actually have to have a link.
Okay.
So I will put the link in the chat, but for that one, unfortunately, you have to have a link. It is generated per person, so if I told y'all one, it wouldn't even work. So
Okay. And you say at your shop, you sell, if someone wants to get, you have jewelry, do you
have jewelry, I make custom jewelry, so I have natural jewelry and custom jewelry. I make amulets and protective jewelry and, you know, some fashion jewelry out of, like, crystals and things of that nature. We have professional services on there. I do natal charts and different types of readings, and those are listed on there. And I also, because I've worked in manufacturing, I've been, I've designed or formulated a hair oil or whatever that's natural and organic for hair growth, a hair serum, and I have some lip gloss and other supplies that are like natural and organic that I formulated. Because that's what I do as well, formulate products. So
Yeah, you're a chemist.
Yeah. An alchemist. I call myself
alchemist.
An alchemist now.
Right, yes, exactly. And I got one more call. Could this be with us for about five more minutes? And I'm gonna let you go.
No worries, no worries.
I'm gonna let you go. Okay.
You might have to do it again.
Yes, we will definitely. 810-358.
Yeah, I'm glad you said five, you know, but it won't even be 5 minutes.
Right, okay, Eric.
Yeah, I know y'all on the way out. You know, I love this build, Dr. Steele, you know, big up, much love. I would love to give you a bunch of hugs and all that good stuff. I got to go. I just want to lay this on y'all. Just going to put icing on your cake that you've been baking with us, all right? It's a Bible scripture in Ecclesiastes. Everybody can look this up when we get off the air. Ecclesiastes 7 and 11. And when you finish that, you go to Ecclesiastes 11 and 7. And that Bible is full of codes like that with numbers. You just got to look and see. But anyway, that's going to put icing on your cake, what you've been driving. You drove it home, and your last name still is a 7. And so just keep driving with that 7. You're rolling them. Y'all check the Bible.
Thank you for that.
This is her year. Yes.
This is my year right here.
Yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me say that right quick, Sam. Can I be heard?
Yes, we can. Yes, you can.
How you doing, Brother Eric? And right quick, you that 7-11 or 11-7? And yes, Sister 7. Today's date, y'all, is 1-10-2023, 11-7. Two and seven, yes.
Can't make it up.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Hey, y'all, just give me 1 second, I'm going to read the 7 and 11 part. Y'all can go read the 11 and 7.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 11 and 7, 7 and 11 says, wisdom is like an inheritance. It is a good thing and benefits those who see the S-U-N. Y'all go see it for yourself. But then read 11 and 7 and be blown away. And I'm glad you say 2-7-11. That's the 2, right? Everything double up again, y'all. This is just a double up. Because 7 in geometry is 22. And 7 in base numbers is 20. So either way you look at it, we in a double up. So double it up. Double it up. Peace.
Well,
and 7 and 7 is 14,
Eric,
ain't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, Eric, read the 117 for us. Don't leave us hanging.
Oh, boy. All right, then. Cool. I'm gonna look at that real quick. It won't take but a second. I love it.
Okay.
It's going to trip y'all out. It's going to be one of the double ups. All right.
Okay.
Give me just a second. Yeah, man. Oh, and Dr. Steele, I love how you talked about the ether. You know, our guest last night, he said the word etheric about 7 times. etheric. He kept saying etheric. And I said, man, he don't even know about Dr. Steele. And boy, he be dropping that etheric bomb. Yeah.
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 All right, y'all, here we go.
Peter comes to 25, which is the 7.
Man, look at that. Look at that.
Two.
And you know, y'all know Peter is the patah. Peter is that rock. That's the mound. Peter is the mound. That's the rock, patah, the one who created himself out of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, y'all, 11 and 7. Watch how cold this is, the double up. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to those who see the S-U-N. Stop playing. Yeah. Look at the S-U-N, and you will be healed.
That's fun.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, that's the healing. You know, I had seen something, not to go off topic, but I even saw something that looking at the sun can actually correct your vision.
And you know, I heard you say something. I think I heard that the sun was black, and if you really look at the sun, you could see it. You could see that it turns black if you just really look at it.
Yep. It's just the, I guess the,
that energy that comes from it makes it that yellow or whatever color, but it's really black.
Mm-hmm.
But even Sister Bev, and we, in indigenous, we have what's called the sun dance, and we dance for 4 days with no food or water looking at the sun. And what happens is that you get your atoms in your cells get reprogrammed and filled up. And the other part is that the backside of the sun is green. Yeah, you can. It will change colors once you learn to stare into it, and it won't blind you. And the other part, what I was talking about when I was saying earlier about finding out where you can live at in certain areas, is called astrocartography. Astrocartography.
Okay.
And that will give you the charting of what geography that you need that goes with your energy coming onto the planet, because our mothers birth us, we have Earth days. Because when you come on the Earth, it is your Earth day, it's your mother's birthing day. She birthed you, but we have Earth days, because men don't get birthdays, because women get birthdays by how many children she births. She has a birthday for every child that she births. So we have to understand how to use the language and the wordings that we use, because the part for what we have to begin to understand is that, as like Brother West says, you know, your thoughts is faster than light. And if you understand how to use those thoughts, you activate those, what we call dormant DNA. It's not dormant. It just has to have the right frequency to reactivate it. And this is where we are in our galaxy right now, is in those frequencies that will activate that dormant DNA. And I looked up Dr. Fleming's book. He's got a couple of them that I'm going to order.
Okay, Dr. Richard Fleming.
Okay. Yeah, it's
all right.
It's COVID-19, a bioweapon, the scientific and forensic investigation. And he has Stop Inflammation Now. And he has How to Bypass Your Bypass and Healthy Heart Program. So, yeah, he's got some interesting knowledge that he's put into binding. So we've got to be able to use these tools and study this. It says, our ancestors said once upon a time, it says, behold, our words are written in books. Open them and study their wise pages and take after wisdom. And that's what Eric just was sharing with us. From that book, the Helios Biblios, is to look at the sun.
All right. Well, thank you. And thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you look at the word Venus, before we go, Venus, you know, we all know about the planet Venus, right? But listen, don't stay on one side of Venus. Go to the other side of Venus. Like people go to the other side of the moon, go to the other side of Venus and look what's on the other side of Venus. Don't you see the sun? Peace, y'all. Much love. Big up.
All right, Eric. Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Steele. It was a pleasure. I enjoy you. I enjoy your energy, the knowledge that you gave, and we definitely have to do this again. And I want to thank the family for joining us on the Mound Table. Very, very interesting. So we appreciate you, Dr. Steele. Look forward to doing this again. And keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, family.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all for having me. Have a good one. Peace
and
love, family.
All right. Better love. Thanks, everyone.
Baby, look to the sky.
sound. Secrets of wisdom.